Nearly a dozen speakers warned that looming federal budget cuts will have a devastating impact on key employment and training programs in Massachusetts, resulting in a shortage of skilled workers in fields including education, healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and transportation. William Ward, executive director of the Regional Employment Board of Hampden County, described it as a perfect storm of skills gaps, job vacancies, and disinvestment in training.
The formula can be devastating. And so we call out to the press and we call out to our legislators, let's avoid this kind of storm.
Ward was joined by representatives from regional employment boards in Berkshire, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. There were also officials from the AFL-CIO and United Auto Workers Union. They called on Congress to stop sequestration, the automatic across-the-board spending cuts that will go into effect on January 2, 2013.
Without this kind of funding, the government would be spending this money on social services programs. So it's a smart investment to say, look, do you want to invest in those kinds of things that are going to get people off of programs that we're funding and more productively into taxpayers?
The federal spending cuts will cost Massachusetts workforce development programs almost $11 million and result in 36,000 fewer people being helped, according to the National Skills Coalition, a nonprofit that promotes investment in job training. Even before sequestration, federal spending on workforce development programs has been cut $1 billion since 2010. The Future Works Career Center in Springfield was crowded Wednesday with people scanning job listings on computer screens and filling out applications. The center's executive director, Rexanne Picard, said roughly 7,000 people have come in looking for work in just the last 3 months, compared with 15,000 during all of last year. Most of the unemployed will need to learn new skills if they have any hope of finding work.
So we're at a period of time where the need is greater than ever, but the funding is shrinking. And we actually in Hampden County put more people into training than any other area of the state.
Patricia Crosby of the Franklin Hampshire Regional Employment Board said federal spending cuts also threaten the workforce development system.
The healthcare industry, the manufacturing industry, the renewable energy and energy efficiency industry that comes to us and says, even our current workers need training. They need help keeping up with the knowledge in their field. And we also need new workers in a pipeline. They come to us and we put together the package of services and training and follow-up that will help them and that will change people's lives.
Robert Bauer of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO said the government should spend more, not less, on employment programs.
We need to invest into the career centers, invest into our regional employment boards, invest in our communities. And by doing that is what we're asking the federal government to do. The Department of Labor to put more money into training.
The looming automatic spending cuts are a result of the Budget Control Act, which was enacted in 2011 to increase the national debt ceiling in exchange for more than $2 trillion in federal spending cuts over the next decade. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.